USA News. I'm Skip Kelly. Water saving measures are in place right now in Washington State.
Seattle Public Utilities asking about 1.5 million of their customers in the Seattle area to use less water as drought conditions continue throughout most of that state. Residents yesterday were asked to stop watering their lawns, reduce shower time, only run full laundry machines and dishwashers, and to fix leaking pipes and running toilets if they have them. I'm Corey Myers.
Republican presidential candidate Nikki Haley has revealed her economic blueprint. It features abolishing the federal gas tax and diesel tax, reducing taxes for the middle class, and reverting federal spending to pre-COVID levels. The former South Carolina governor also pledged to protect Social Security and Medicare should she be elected president. The White House is urging Congress to pass funding legislation and avoid a government shutdown.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says so far, the House is not doing its job.
Having accomplished nothing this week, they have all decided to go home. That's not delivering for the American people. It's chaos. It's failing. It's actually failing the American people.
She's criticized a faction of conservative Republicans for pushing extreme bills with slim chances in the Democratic-controlled Senate. Congress must pass a funding bill by month's end to prevent a government shutdown. I'm John Schaefer.
Senator Bob Menendez of New Jersey is dismissing bribery charges against him and his wife as a smear campaign. The couple is accused of receiving money and gifts in exchange for aiding three local businessmen. Menendez expressed confidence that the issue will be resolved successfully in a statement. And long lines formed at the New York City Apple Store this morning as customers eagerly awaited the latest smartphone. The global release of the iPhone 15 is drawing big crowds, all expecting a big price tag. The base iPhone 15 is priced at $800, while the more advanced models start at $1,100. This is USA News.
There's a price war in the insurance business, and you may be paying too much. Call the Term Lifeline right now and see if you can save 40%. $500,000 plans and up, that's our specialty. Even great smokers rates. Protect your family today. Call the Term Lifeline right now for a free quote. 866-509-TERM, 866-509-TERM, 866-509-TERM.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Consult your health care provider before use.
Introducing Vinia, a breakthrough superfood with a full matrix of polyphenols from the red grape. Enjoy the health benefits of a bottle of red wine, minus alcohol, sugar, and calories. In clinical trial, Vinia significantly increased the dilation of arteries. This dilation increases your blood flow and the delivery of oxygen and nutrients to your brain, hearts, and other tissues, supporting heart health and improving your physical energy and mental alertness. Use code RADIO to get 10% off your first order at ordervinia.com. That's ordervinia.com. Ordervinia.com. Vinia, better blood flow, better life.
Americans will have access to more free COVID-19 home tests. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services said this week that the government is relaunching a program to provide free tests. Households can order four tests from covidtests.gov, and that starts September 25th, which is this coming Monday. The government has already shipped more than 755 million free tests to those who have requested them. A prominent Democratic senator is calling for the reinstatement of the dress code in the Senate building. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer of New York had recently suspended it. While Schumer did not provide a reason, it's widely speculated to accommodate Pennsylvania Democratic Senator John Fetterman, who likes to wear basketball shorts and a hoodie in the Senate. Senator Dick Durbin of Illinois says the Senate must take action to overturn this unilateral decision. In a recent CNN University of New Hampshire poll, President Joe Biden leads former President Donald Trump by 12 points in a head-to-head matchup in New Hampshire. The survey shows that 52% of potential 2024 Granite State voters would support Biden in a rematch, while 40% would favor Trump. And speaking of New Hampshire, a 94-year-old woman from the seacoast of the Granite State recently made a trip 2,700 miles across the country because she wanted to see her 90-year-old little sister one more time. Because of the COVID-19 pandemic, Barbara Carolyn, age 94 of Seabrook, New Hampshire, hadn't been able to see her 90-year-old sister Shirley since 2020, but she was determined to make one final trip all the way to Nevada. Their goodbye is now going viral on TikTok. I'm Skip Kelly, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-413-6441. 800-413-6441. 800-413-6441. That's 800-413-6441.